Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Mi'ila Daf Tes Mi'ila 9. And today's Daf Yomi, our mission, our Gemara, discussing the mitzvah of Trumas Hadesh and the removal of the ashes. There's really two aspects to the service with respect to the ashes that are on the altar that comes from the sacrifices that were burnt. The first service is the Trumas Hadesh, and that is the removal of the ashes, and that refers to that which it states in Leviticus chapter 6, verse 3, which refers to the passage of the Ola offering. It says, Vehirim es Hadesh en asher tochala ish. One, the Kohen has to remove the ashes that were consumed by the fire of the Ola offering on the altar, and he shall place it next to the altar. And so the manner in which the Trumas Hadesh occurred was that the Kohen would take a shovel and he would go on top of the altar and he would pick up move the coals in either direction until he came to the coals that were in the middle of the fire and that had burnt in the best possible manner. And so then he would fill up the shovel with these ashes that were from the middle of the altar, and he would take them off of the altar and he would put them on the northern side. And then he would turn towards the north, and then he would walk to the east, go down the ramp, and he would gather up all the stuff that was removed, and he would put them in a specific place on the floor next to the altar on the eastern side of the ramp at a distance of 3 tefachim. And that was the Terumas Hadesh. And then on top of that, the Kohen had the Hotzas Hadesh, the removal of the ashes. And that's what it states also in Leviticus, V'hotzi es Hadesh el michutz l'machane, in chapter 6, verse 4, he shall then take out the ashes outside the camp, meaning to say he has to remove all the remaining ashes to outside the camp. So says our Gemara in Mar, they were discussing this in the Beis Medrash, and they said the following thing, Hanena me efer tapuach shal gabi amizbech. Let's say a person will benefit from the ashes that were gathered on the altar, meaning to say the ashes that remained on the altar after the Kohen had removed the ashes and brought them on to the bottom of the altar. There were still some ashes that were remaining on the top of the altar. And so let's say the Kohen benefits from those ashes that were removed from the fire, but they were still on the altar. So Rav says, ain molin bo. Rav says a person is not going to be liable for trespassing there. Rabbi Yochanan says, molin bo. Rabbi Yochanan says that you are liable. The Gemara says, lifnei trumas hadesh, that what they did was, if it was before the Trumas Hadesh, and that it was before they actually brought the ashes down off the altar, that if they had taken the ashes from the pyre, from the fire itself, but they had not brought it down, everybody will say that indeed they have trespassed, both according to Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, that they both agree that from that point on, you're still going to be liable for trespassing, because since they have not actually done the Trumas Hadesh, that they have just moved it to the side, it's going to still be considered as Kodshe Hashem. So where are they, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, arguing that Rav says that you're not trespassing and Rabbi Yochanan says you are? They're only arguing Achar Trumas Hadesh, and that is from the ashes that were piled up, but before they were taken out of the camp. Rav, who says that it's no trespass, he says, ain molin bo, what's the reason? Because you've already done the Trumas Hadesh, and you've removed the ashes. Hare nasa mitzvoso. You've done the removal of the ashes, and even though you still have to take them outside the camp, that is not going to be considered like an actual service, that it will be considered that you have not done the removal of the ashes, because the actual taking them out of the altar does not have a fixed time, and so therefore it's not going to be considered like an actual avoda. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, kivan dechsev, since it states in the Torah with respect to the hotza'as hadesh, and the taking out of the ashes, it says, v'levash ha-kohen midobad, that the Kohen has to wear his midobad, and then he has to change his garments. V'levash bigadim achirim votzi es hadesh al mechutz l'machaneh, and then he takes into other garments. So he's wearing his big day kahuna when he takes them off the altar, and then he changes into other garments when he takes them outside the camp. And so therefore, we see that the Kohen who removes the ashes outside the camp has to be wearing the big day kahuna. He has to be wearing the special priestly garments. However, we know that the garments that he wears when he removes them from the camp are going to be worth less than the garments that he wears when he takes out the ashes. But he's still wearing holy garments. So therefore, kivan the tzarach of big day kahuna. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan is going to be of the position that since he needs to be wearing sacred garments when he removes the ashes, b'kdusha sakai, we say that they remain in their holiness, that they're still going to be in their holiness. And so therefore, since they remain in their holiness, we still have a sacred part that's left to do. So it's still going to be considered kodshei Hashem, and you're still going to be trespassing if you use those ashes. So that is the dispute between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. And we were seeing that at what point does the ashes go from being a sacred service to losing that sanctity. Now, the fundamental point here is that even the aspect of removal of the ashes and even the taking out of the ashes, I mean, there's nothing more dirty than ashes. Ashes are by definition the dirtiest thing. The Kohen was supposed to wear his big day kahuna, either for all of it or for the less, one is a little bit holier than the other, but he was supposed to be wearing his holy garments, even for the removal of the ashes from the camp. And we see that every single task in life, even the removal of the ashes, if a person approaches it as a service to God, is going to be imbued with tremendous sanctity. And that's one of the deep lessons of the removal of the ashes.